Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Hebrews chapter 7, we were taught, unlike the Aaronic priests that had to offer a sin offering for themselves before they could offer an offering for the people, Christ is sinless and does not have to make a sin offering. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
The Aaronic priesthood had to offer for their own sins first before they could offer for the people. Christ never offered a sin offering for himself since he was without sin. However, he became the sin offering for us when our sin was placed upon him. As 2 Corinthians 5:21 states, "For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." He offered himself up once. Now, the word once here in verse 27 actually means once for all. He did not have to die again and again. He won't be offered again. Now, this goes against the Mass in the Catholic Church. There, they are offering up the body and blood of Christ daily. Although he intercedes for us daily, he does not re-sacrifice himself daily. Catholic priest has a bloodless sacrifice. And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. You see, the Mass is a repudiation of the doctrine of Christ in Hebrews 7. He's in heaven interceding, not being daily sacrificed in death for us. Once for all, he died for all sin. Then with his own shed blood, he entered into the presence of the Father and sanctified us forever. His resurrection from the dead is impeccable testimony to that fact. Do you realize that the early apostles spoke more of the resurrection than they did the death of Christ? Jesus ushered in a priesthood so perfect and infallible that nothing would ever be the same again. For Christ needeth not daily to offer up sacrifices as Levitical priests did. For this he did once when he offered up himself. The one-time work of Christ was sufficient because of the one who offered it. And of what he offered, his own blood. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us, Hebrews 9:12. Those that say within their mass that they're offering the body and blood of Jesus Christ for the sins of the people are basically, as Hebrews 6 describes it, crucifying the Son of God afresh, which God condemns. So we not only have the greatest person and the greatest purity, but we see that his is the greatest promise in verse 28, the final verse of this chapter. For the law maketh men high priests which have infirmity, but the word of the oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son, who is consecrated forevermore. Now, our case as sinners needed a high priest to make satisfaction for the offended holiness of God as well as intercession for us. No priest could be suitable or sufficient for our reconciliation to God. None of Aaron's or anyone else's but one who is perfectly righteous. The Lord Jesus Christ was exactly a perfect high priest as we needed. He mediated mercy for others, which he did not need for himself. He is made higher than the heavens by his consecration forevermore. He is now set at the right hand of God to perfect the design of his priesthood. Do you realize this, my friend, that Jesus Christ not only rose from the dead, but he will ever be in that body. His body will never cease. The second, what we call the second person of the Trinity, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, in his sonship, he has subjected himself forever to a human body. He's consecrated forevermore for our benefit, that we might have life and have it more abundantly, that we might have eternal life in Jesus Christ. Don't miss, it is not the law of itself that was bad. It was sinful, imperfect men of infirmity trying to execute a perfect document, which made it of none effect. But the word of the oath, which oath is from God, maketh the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the only begotten Son of God, are perfected and completely dedicated to us high priests forevermore. Forevermore. I believe that even in a glorified body, we'll make our approaches unto the Father through Jesus Christ. But now remember this. This oath is made by God the Father, because he could swear by no greater. And this promise is to you, because he patterned his priesthood after a Gentile priest named Melchizedek. Now, my friend, Melchizedek in chapter 7 takes us into deep waters. But preaching of the cross also takes us into deep waters. The preaching of the cross is to them that believe power. To the unsaved, it should be hope. Anytime somebody says, I don't like salvation sermons, and they claim to be a Christian, what that person is telling you in actuality is they are very, very shallow. They need to grow up as a Christian. Now, they may have a lot of Bible knowledge and think that they're too good for salvation sermons, but if they're a true Christian and they're a mature Christian, the preaching of the cross is power. Why? Because it's through the cross, the death, burial, and resurrection that we have salvation. You don't have a salvation sermon without the cross and the resurrection. Now, I say all that just to say this. We can talk about depth or shallowness. And many times we're talking about intellect and things that puff us up. But what we really need, every person needs, is a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're saved, you're a Christian. Your life, just because you got saved, is not at the point where you say, okay, I'm all right now, nothing else to do. No, you need to grow in the Lord. Draw closer to him. If you believe the Lord is coming soon, you'd be faithful to God's house. You'd be more faithful than you ever was. But if you're not sure that if you die today that heaven's your home, my friend, I want to tell you, God loves you, and he paid your penalty for sin. What must you do to be saved? First of all, admit your need. I am a sinner. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All, that's everybody. But we just read that Christ died for all sin. For all time. He gave himself for you, my friend. And so we read in Romans 5:8 that God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Do you realize that? He died for you just like you are, yet sinners. Not that you get good enough for him. Nobody can. He died while we were yet sinners, for us. He paid our penalty in full. 3 days later, he rose up victoriously from the grave, over hell and the grave. As a matter of fact, Revelation 1, verse 18 says that he hath the keys of hell and of death. Why? Because he conquered both in his human body. And so therefore it says in Romans 10:9 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, are you willing to trust Jesus Christ with your life? I'm not talking about joining a church, getting baptized. I'm not talking about just saying, okay, now I'm going to accept this as a part of my life. Now, I'm talking about believing with your heart unto righteousness, letting Christ come in and take your sin away and cleanse you of your sin and become your Father, to be your Lord, to chasten you and to make you His. Are you willing for that? He says, him that cometh to me, I'll in no wise cast out. And if you're willing to do that, His promise is that He'll save you. We do that right now? Ask the Lord to save you? Why not pray this prayer? Dear God, I know I'm a sinner and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sin. I believe Jesus Christ shed His precious blood on the cross for my sins and died for me. I believe He was buried and 3 days later He rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ to come to my heart, my life, as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Cleanse me and save me right now. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, you really meant it, would you write us and let us know? I want to send you a book titled Building Blocks, and I want you to have that book absolutely free. Just say, Pastor Andy, I asked Christ to save me today listening to your broadcast. I'd like to have that Building Blocks book to help me to know how to grow in my new Christian life. I want it to teach me about doctrine and future things and the things of the local church and the doctrines and how to serve the Lord. I want something like that, and I've written a book that might help you do that. Then let others know that Christ has saved your soul. Find a good fundamental Baptist church and call them up and let them know that you've asked the Lord to save you and that you want to follow Him. I hope that you'll do that. Well, I see that my time is up. I want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast today. Please ask your friends to listen because that's how the lamp and light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.